Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John, sitting out by the pool at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. How you doing, Johnny?
Jumbo, Doug, coming to you live from the Flamingo Pool.
And we also have a special guest. We're joined by our good buddy, Dennis. Dennis, pull up a stool, buddy. Welcome back.
Hey, my key still works.
We changed the lock, too. What are you? You picked that lock. I know you did.
Yeah. I had an extra key made.
Nah, this is like Club 33. Once you become a member, unless you do something crazy, you're always a member. You know what I'm saying? What kind of money you paid to join this club, then?
Yeah, really.
Hey, John, go over and pet one of the flamingos for me. Last time...
I don't think I'd get close enough to pet him.
Me and Brenda stayed. If you're at the pool, right by the pool bar, one of our last rooms is right there, the bottom floor. I could walk right out the balcony to the pool bar and back. It was nice.
Yeah, I'm sitting right by the ping pong table, right by the flamingo pool. So,
don't he piss you off, Dennis?
Yeah, he says it so nonchalantly, just like we're looking out our window at, you know, brown grass, or I guess starting to turn green, but yeah, that does aggravate me a little bit.
Yeah, it really is, John. I mean, I can't wait to get down there so I could throw you in the pool one of these early mornings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, think about it this way. You guys are going to spend the rest of your day doing the chores around the house that need to get done and stuff like that, and I'm going to go run a train for 6 hours. So. Yeah. I guess maybe I still win. So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. Did you hear, Dan, that he met up with our buddy Robbie from California yesterday? He came over and rode the train?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, actually, he got there right at like 5 after 10. I was doing the photo cell right there at the entrance to the train. He came by, we got a picture, and then he rode the train over there. He watched a procedure on a bird and watched them. I think they were fixing her wing or something like that. He watched that, and then he rode back with me as the conductor, so he got a couple of pictures of me doing the conducting, and then I happened to get transferred to the engineering spot right after that. He was in the over there at the Harambe Marketplace and filmed me drive by as the engineer. So,
Is that how you pronounce
that's like
that?
The first that's really taken advantage of John's position there on the train. That's awesome.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce Harambe Market? Is that how it's pronounced, John?
Yeah. You got to do it correctly. Yeah. Harambe.
No, but it was really cool to see that he did get over to see you. I like that. It was nice to see you actually driving the train. I didn't believe you did it.
Yeah. I think my wife was starting to wonder if I just don't come out here and go to the parks every time I tell her I'm going to work. So, so it was good to have some proof.
Yeah, actual footage of you working. And see, I'm not the only one that shows up out there and there's an operation going on one of the animals. He got to see one.
Yeah. Last weekend we had a dental procedure on a sheep. I don't know if that's exactly the most thrilling thing in the world, but still, you know, it's still interesting to watch some of the stuff go on. And almost every morning they have some kind of procedure go on. So,
Dan, have you ever gotten to see a procedure out there?
Yeah, I don't remember specifically what, but I have seen animals on the, you know, on the table there, but I just don't remember specifically. It wasn't anything, you know, great or awesome like your story about the tiger.
Yeah, well, it was. I've seen quite a few, and they also, the one when they were putting the tail back on the Komodo dragon, that was pretty crazy too. It got its tail severed, and that was wild. I mean, it's just interesting. I could stand out there and watch the whole thing because it's amazing what they can do. I wouldn't have the nerves to do that. You know what I'm saying? There are special people that can do that stuff.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think they don't only take care of animals in the park, but they also take care of, you know, animals around the state of Florida that might need some sort of veterinary services, right?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, they do that. And then, Doug, you said that one time they had a gopher tortoise that they had found out in the parking lot that got crushed. So, yeah, they do a variety of different things, for a lot for the wildlife, too. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it was the – yeah, crushed the shell out at the parking lot. I think it was at Coronado Springs. And they saved it. And somebody told them about it, that it was hurt, and they brought it over and actually saved it. It was pretty crazy. Like, we seen the ending of the surgery, like the last half hour of it, me, my brother-in-law, and my godson. And they put up there, it was a success. The shell is going to totally heal and it's going to make a full recovery. So that was really cool to see. That they saved him. So what else happened yesterday, Johnny? Anything good at the parks?
Not too much. It was we've got some kind of weird tropical front coming up. So it was kind of a washout half of yesterday. And then today it looks like it's going to be the same weather, a lot of rain and stuff like that. So it was kind of slow out there for the most part. But that was about it. For the 20th anniversary, you still got some of the stuff going on. And I did actually get a cast member exclusive magic band that says Roaring Into the 20s, has a kind of, I think it looks like Simba on it, roaring, you know, roaring into the 20s. So it's really cool. So I'm going to take a picture of that and tweet that out later. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And just another thing, folks, when we're over there, and if your stroller gets moved, don't get mad at the cast members. The fact is, you probably parked it in the wrong spot or something like that. And even if you did park it in the correct spot, we still are instructed to try to condense all the space as possible to get as many strollers in as possible. So we have to move them. So there's no need to have a hissy fit because your stroller's moved 10 feet. Relax. It's there. So
and we had a couple of them on our last trip. Not my wife and my sister-in-law, and the sister-in-law started panicking because a few times our wheelchair got moved.
Yep. It's like, yeah, they moved those too.
We'll get it back, and if not, I'll go get another one. It's not the end of the world. I mean, it ain't like we stole it. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do with it? So, anyway, yeah, they do move them. We had ours moved over by we got on the TTA. They were trying to save space there, and it was moved a couple spots. And then another time we were at the land pavilion. It was moved from one side to the other. I think somebody moved that. So then you magically appeared again. The wonderful world of Skype.
Oh, yeah. Always you never know what's going to happen.
No, and people here is complain enough about it. It's all I do is complain about it. But you get what you pay for, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
But anyway, John, I'm really looking forward to seeing that 20th anniversary band now when you do post it out. I mean, if you happen to find 3, 4, 5 more of them, grab them.
yeah, you're not kidding. But yeah, my wife was like, and you didn't get me one? And I was like, well, no, because it's given to cast members. You have to sign your name beside the when they give it to you, and they take the number off of the back of it. So, yeah, it was exclusive to cast members. I'd like to find a bunch, really.
No, so. I figured that. I knew that would be – but that's good for you. It's like a nice little – nice piece to remember the occasion by. Even if one day you're not working there no more, you always have that little memory. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly. And if the gas prices don't stop going up, I don't know if I'm able to afford to work here much longer. So,
Well, yeah, they're going crazy. They're saying by next year they're going to drop again. Well, I'm worried about this year. I mean, what the heck?
I'm worried about this summer and the fact that I keep getting scheduled 3 days a week. I mean, I'm going to end up paying to work out here, and I just don't know if that's a good idea. You know what I mean? So.
Well, thank God for the free tickets. But you, Dan, do you believe he has his passes, but he's going to be blacked out of all the summer for Hollywood Studios? Like, you couldn't pay people to go to the studios the past couple years, and now he's going to be blocked out of there.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. When are you out? When are you blocked out for, John? What dates?
All of July and August right now.
And they could add September to it.
Yeah, I doubt it. Because, you know, all the kids will be back in school by that time. So I'm hoping on our September trip I'll be able to get out there.
I don't know. I just I can't wait to get back. I can't wait to see Slinky Dog. They've been showing it on every single. My wife watches that Chew, which everybody knows, and then Good Morning America. Every one of the shows, they're having all these commercials for Toy Story Land. It's really want me. I want to hop on a plane. I can't wait to get down there. So, what about you guys?
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Dan, you think about making a quick trip down to see it?
Recruiting the cast members to work over there.
So we're recording live with you, John, and we're trying to get Dennis in with weather problems. So I apologize for the last 5 minutes of crazy stupidness. And we're going to leave crazy stupidness in because that's what we do here at the show. But we apologize for our crazy stupidness. And let's try to continue. So, John, you're walking through the Animal Kingdom now to try to get a better signal. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm approaching the library that we usually record in, so hopefully it works a little better over here. So.
And Dennis, you can hear every word now?
Yes, every word.
There we go. Dennis could only hear every fourth sentence. He thought me and John were speaking in code, so he didn't understand what we were saying. But that wasn't the case. So the point, what I was asking is, I said, Dan, are you planning on making a quick trip and hopping on a plane to go see Toy Story Land? Are you excited about it?
I am, but probably not. The only thing that would get me down there now is if I heard Illuminations was, given its final show or something like that. I mean, I will get down there, you know, by course of my normal trips to Walt Disney World, but I don't think I'd make a special trip just for Slinky Dog.
Yeah. I don't plan on going for the opening because that's crazy. I mean, I can only imagine if we haven't been able to get on Frozen for a year and a half, I can only imagine what these two good rides will be. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, I mean, Pandora is still packed. So, you know, I mean, it's a year later for Pandora, and lines out there are still 2-3 hours long. So, yeah, Toy Story Land is going to be crazy for at least the first couple of months.
Yeah, and I'm more and more thinking, what's the name of those? And I'm the Toy Story nut, but my brain's dead with all, and it don't take much for my brain to go dead after all the confusion we just went through with this show. But what's the name of the little aliens that are in Toy Story, the little green aliens?
That's what I call them, the little green aliens.
Okay.
Do they have a name?
Yeah, I think they do, but the alien ride, it reminds me of the tomato ride out in California. You know what
I'm
saying? The whip.
I think it's the same technology, yeah. The same type of ride system.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me, and I'm excited about that. It isn't going to be like the teacups. It's going to be more like I don't think it'll get you sick. I just think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It looks fun, and then the Slinky Dog coaster, and just walking around the entire area looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That looks huge. I mean, if it's as big as it seems on, because I did see part of the track on the last trip down there, that's going to be, it's basically like almost as long, it's like taking a train ride around the park is basically what it is almost.
Yeah, around the entire land, that's for sure.
So. Yeah, and then as I've been seeing all the little add-ons that they've been doing to it, it's really exciting the way they've dressed it up, and I do like that the penguin's going to sing at the end of the, Wheezy's going to sing at the end of the ride. Did you see that then?
No, I didn't see that. An audio animatronic?
Yes.
Wheezy?
Yep. Kind of like Mr. Potato Head, but he's going to, his voice, instead of him having the little cough and all, he's going to actually be the singer that he really is, and he's going to sing at the end of the ride.
Awesome.
Oh, that is a nice little touch.
Yeah, if you get a chance, look it up on YouTube. He's really cool. And he works, unlike the Yeti.
Nice. Do you think they leave enough space to get to him, to work on him if he breaks down?
I hope so. Because if they didn't, you know they're never going to fix it. They'll just make his eyeballs glow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll put a coffin sign on him to say he's really sick.
Yeah. Give him the napkin back, the tissue back.
So, do you have any plans on the docket then for your next trip when you're looking to go, or do you have ideas of when you're planning on going?
Yeah, we're toying around with some food and wine dates for this fall, so we got to get our act in gear if we're going to do that. But that's most likely this fall. It would be our next excursion down to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, from me and my wife. Now, don't tell anybody. If we next trip, we might fly.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's how, and this is the reason, Dan, I told you off the air, but I'll tell you on the air, and I don't know if our listeners have heard this, but the ride down the last couple trips down, like when you used to go pay, once you used to get by Maryland and Virginia border and you got into Virginia about 50 miles, from there all the way to almost till Jacksonville was never any traffic. You'd hit a couple patches here and there, but literally the whole trip down, the last couple trips has been you move, but I've hit traffic jams in North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, where the complete stops, if you understand what I'm saying, and slowdowns, and even when it's not, it's like, you know how when you're driving that drive, you used to be able to get in the Carolinas and Georgia, and there would be no cars around you for miles? Like, there'd be one here, one there, but it wasn't like white knuckling the whole time. Like, these last couple trips, and nobody relaxes or gets totally relaxed, right? But there's a point where you could just chill behind the wheel. John, you know, as being a truck driver, the same thing. There's areas where you can relax, but certain areas you know you're going to be on the job the entire time. Well, the last couple trips, I felt like I was on the job the entire time.
And it makes you nervous the entire time. You can never really just relax, chill out, and enjoy the drive. Instead, you're always nervous that somebody's going to cut you off and slam on the brakes.
Yeah. So that's the point. So my wife's like, yeah, we go again. We're flying. So if it's the ultimatum of me not ever going again or having to fly, I think my ugly butt's going to get up in a plane.
Oh, boy. Things have changed.
Could you imagine this? Poor
captain. Dennis, it's going to be like Mr. T during the A-Team. They're going to have to give him a shot of something, and he'll fall asleep and he'll wake up and he'll be in Orlando. Hey, how'd that happen?
Well, dude, I'll tell you what. I'll be up like 3 or 4 hours before that flight so I can have a couple drinks.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's why they have bars right near the gates at all the airports, Doug.
No, dude, there'll be multiple Bloody Marys going down this throat. With the good stuff. Grey Goose vodka. No cheap stuff. The good stuff. You know, something good. I do know that. Yeah. But I don't know. You guys, you don't mind flying at all, do you, Dan?
Oh, I hate flying. I told you earlier. I mean, if I had my choice, I would not do it. I do not like it. I'm nervous while I'm doing it. But like you said at the beginning, if it means going or not going to Walt Disney World, I deal with it is how I put it. I don't enjoy it, but I deal with it.
No, well, that's the deal I'm worried about. It's going to be a super white knuckles. I feel bad for the captain of this plane, the pilot. He's going to be listening to me gripe. But
well, like you said, we've talked about before, and I think even Mike Rallman said it when he was on or whatever. It's all about control. It really isn't your fear of. I mean, you work the heights on your job every day, so it's not fear of heights. It's just that you don't have control of what's going on, and some people just have a hard time dealing with that.
Oh, absolutely, because I drive lifts. I'm 40, 50 feet in the air and stuff like that. That's not a problem. It's just, I don't know, dude. I just, like I said, I have issues, and everybody knows that. But my issue is how do I know the pilot didn't find out that the co-pilot cheated on him with the co-pilot, and I'm going to be stuck in this argument? You understand what I'm saying? And he wants to take me with him. That's the things that go through my mind.
Well, Doug, you don't like to fly. I bet you don't like really driving with somebody else either.
No.
I mean, it drives me nuts if we go in somewhere and they take their car and then I'm sitting in the passenger seat. And I don't like that either. I like to be in control of when I want to leave, what I want to do, that type of stuff. So, yeah, I don't even like riding with other people.
100%, dude. I can't stand the on the brake, off the brake, right and turn. I just, I let me drive. I'm good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I am a control freak, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see Slinky Dog. I mean, that's going to be, you guys know how much I, Toy Story's my Star Wars as far as what I'm excited about. I can't wait to be in that land and being in Andy's backyard and going to the lunchbox and getting something to eat and having a good time. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep. Yep. So. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too, but you guys might actually see it before I do. So.
I hope to God we do, because I'm going to break your stones.
I'm still hoping for some kind of cast member preview, but I have yet to see anything for it. So I'm really hoping for But
now, did you guys see, speaking of things coming to Walt Disney World over at Epcot, did you see, and this is right in my neck of the woods, if you guys get a chance, watch the video on the foundation being poured at the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. It took 960 truckloads, 9,260 cubic yards of concrete that covered 72,000 square feet. And to watch them pour this is pretty amazing. It's a 17-hour pour is what it took.
Wow.
That's a lot of concrete.
Oh, yes, it is. It was 80 miles of rebarb that they put in there.
Oof.
Yeah, and 300 workers it took to do it. It was great. They started at nighttime and worked through the night into the next morning. But it was they did like a time lapse of it being poured. So if you get a chance, watch that video. It's really cool.
Yeah,
that must be some kind of secure foundation. So they're really putting that intense roller coaster in there if they got to have that severe of a foundation for it. So.
Well, it's big. It's 72,000 square foot.
Yeah, it's a huge building. So.
That's a hell of a building, man.
Yep. Yep.
And, Dan, you think we're going to be able to get on this coast, or are we going to be too old?
I think we'll be fine.
I have a funny feeling, though. This, I don't know nothing about it. I've seen nothing on it, but I think this is going to be the craziest coaster of them all, in my opinion.
From talking to somebody yesterday out here, it's supposed to be, what the rumor is, it's supposed to be a launch coaster, but then it actually slows down to almost like a dark ride somewhere in the middle and then speeds up with the finish. So it's kind of going to be a truly unique coaster, that's for sure.
Oh, kind of like the idea I said that ever should be.
Yeah, pretty much. There
you go.
Yeah,
exactly what we said ever should be. Tell the story a little bit instead of just looking at a stupid Yeti that don't work. But what were you what were you going to say, Dan?
I don't remember.
But are you excited about it? You excited about seeing it? That was the point.
Well, yeah, no, you would said it was going to be, I mean, you think it's going to be more intense than Big Thunder or less so? Or
I think it's going to be more intense than Rock and Roller Coaster or ever. So I think it's going to be the craziest coaster of them all. I think it's going to be a very e-attraction, in my opinion.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, it might be. I just said.
They don't have nothing like that at Epcot. I mean, you have Test Track, but it isn't crazy. I think this is going to be something that I think it's going to be a major thrill ride myself.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Definitely. I mean, as a launch coaster, it's going to have to be a thrill ride. So, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it just seems like it would be more family friendly, but I don't know. I guess. The littler kids can get on. I mean, I don't know if they released the height requirement yet.
No, they haven't done that yet. It's just, it's all speculation, but I'm speculating it's going to be pretty crazy myself. I'm excited about it. If you watch Guardians of the Galaxy, there's not one person in that movie that isn't crazy.
That's the truth.
So if it goes off of that, it's going to be nuts. I mean, every character in that movie is one step away from the insane asylum. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, you're right. And I'm just hoping that they have the soundtrack playing in the queue, because I love all that music from both of the movies. So it'd be great. So.
To be honest with you, I like the music more than the movies.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's some great hits in there. So.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the music, I might not have finished watching those movies. That's what kept pulling me along. Have you seen either one of them, Dan?
Yeah, I saw the first one, and I liked it. It was a good movie. I haven't seen the second one yet, though.
Nah. I seen parts of the second one. You guys should be excited about this. There's improvements coming to the Lost and Found at Disney. Have you heard anything about this, John?
No, I haven't checked into that.
Hey, okay, starting later this month, instead of needing to visit or phone Lost and Found Center, you will be able to report a lost item on DisneyWorld.com. After you have reported the lost item, cast members will attempt to locate the item and will keep you updated on the progress via the website. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wonder why they just can't tie it to the app, you know? I mean, they're putting everything else on My Disney Experience. Why don't they just throw it on there, too?
Well, I think they want to make it a little harder for you to find your stuff.
You can order food, but you can't check and see if you found that pair of sunglasses. So.
See, let me put it to you this way, John. Them trying to find your stuff is them losing money. So they're going to make it as difficult as possible for you to find your stuff, to get on there. If you got to go on the website and then find it and then go through it, and you might give up. If it's a one-touch app, you're going to do it. Am I wrong?
Probably.
Yeah, because it doesn't help them make money by Lost and Found. They're helping you don't find it.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't want you to have to buy a new pair of sunglasses.
Exactly.
Wouldn't want that. No, not at all.
No, exactly, Dan. You're 100% right there, and that's the point. They took my – I still don't believe I tried to go through security with that knife. Did you hear about that, Dan?
Yeah, I was listening to one of your shows, the last one, or whenever you were talking about it. Yes, I did hear that you still think about it today, that knife, and want it back.
Yeah, I think the guy was from New England, like I said.
Uh-oh.
After the Super Bowl, I think he was into me. Because he seen my Eagles hat on. He said, "You get over here." And I seen his little thing, and it said something about Boston, so I knew I was in trouble. His little name tag.
He put you through the ringer, did he?
Yes, he did. I don't know what it is, dude. I go through 80% of the checkpoints. It's crazy. It's like I'm always pulled through those metal detectors.
But you don't think me with my tattoos, I don't get pulled every time I go through them. They see me.
But I don't have any. Line, so. I'm clean cut and gorgeous. I don't know why they're picking on. Maybe that's why. That's why they're picking on me. They're jealous of me. That's what it is,
John. It's those sketchy, shifty eyes. Yeah. Those sketchy, shifty eyes.
They see my guns out of my T-shirt, and they get all upset. And they say, "Get over here, you." But anyway, now they took my knife. And speaking of you Boston creeps, you guys are up 3-0 on me now in the Sixers series.
Yeah, we took a ride to the beach last night, and I ended up listening hard to the late fourth quarter and the overtime. What a crazy game. Did you watch it?
Dude, I watch every game, every minute. I was in here. If you could have if my wife put a camera in here and recorded me during football and basketball games, we'd have a million people following on YouTube. That's how crazy I get. Oh, dude, I'm screaming at the team. It was ridiculous. I mean, our team played like a bag of, you know what, a bag of dung the past three games, dude. I this is the worst we played all season.
Yeah, bad time to play that way too, but it is what it is.
Oh, dude, it's just I'm watching stuff that I can't believe they're even doing. They're throwing balls away. I mean, it's just been, it's insane, but
you better move along before Judith and them start hearing Charlie
blah,
Brown's.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so anyway, let's talk about the Flyers and the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of them, our good friends Brian and Carmen, they've been out in Vegas. Have you been following that at all?
Yeah, I have. I was listening to you talk to her. All of you guys were talking about their coming trip. I think they're out there now. Is that it?
Yeah, they're out there now. And the poor thing, they got 55 degree weather and rainy out in Vegas. 30. I mean, that sounds like my luck. I go to the desert and it rains. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those poor guys, but they seem to be having a good time. They made me jealous. They ate at Chef Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. Which
I
would love to do
there. They had the giant bottle of Lofendamon in the foyer, and then they're out of it in the restaurant. So false advertising, I guess. But
that's sad. I felt bad for Brian. I mean, you see it advertised and you can't have it.
Yeah, it kind of stinks, doesn't it?
No. So, but and then also our good friends from the Happiest Vlogs on Earth, Jen and Scott. It's their anniversary this week, so they're in Disney World. So happy anniversary, guys. Wish we were there.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to them, and then a belated happy anniversary to Judith and Tommy. I think theirs was this past week.
Absolutely, it was. Happy anniversary, guys. Good people. Very good people. I hope they continue to have many, many more. Speaking of good people, Mother's Day dining at the Disney Springs. I've been called a mother before, but I don't think they give me any of this good stuff.
What about you? I'm sure you have. Well, okay.
Yeah, just didn't end with loving any and anything. Any the ending wasn't loving. It wasn't Mother's Day. But if you're looking for a special Mother's Day brunch, Disney Springs has you covered. Here is a quick rundown of some of the restaurants. Marion Enzo's Restaurante, a special buffet, will be served Sunday, May 13th from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Featuring dishes like macaroni, French toast, poached hen eggs, quinoa kale salad, hand-carved New York strip steak. The regular lunch menu will also be served, reservation available at Marion Enzo's. And that's at the Restaurante. Enzo's Hideaway, to celebrate Mother's Day, will offer prefixed menu of Italian specialties, including ahi tuna crudo, ricotta gnocchi, what is it, gnocchi?
Sounds good.
pasta fritto mare, a trio of homemade gelatos. The restaurant will also serve regular menu items. Mom will receive a complimentary glass of Prosecco when dining that day. House of Blues Restaurant and Bar, same day, May 13th. I don't know why they have to put May 13th on all these. I mean, isn't that Mother's Day? Isn't
Mother's
that
Day.
Obvious? Oh, June 17th for this one.
I give it credit, though. Usually we're reading them the day of.
Yeah.
So people have already
exactly.
their plans. So at least we're a week ahead of it.
There you go, Dennis. Always the. What happened to my old Dennis? The glass half empty. Today he's half full. I'm not used to this.
But am I right, Dennis? We're usually reading it, and it's like, well, you're probably already there eating if you're going to go. But
yeah, you're 100% right. This is at House of Blues. Guests can celebrate Mother's Day at the world-famous Gospel Brunch, a soulful experience that includes all of your care to enjoy buffet and live entertainment. Guests can choose between the 10:30 a.m. or 1 p.m. seating. Paddlefish. This on-the-water seafood restaurant will whip up special dish only for Mother's Day brunch. Lobster ravioli with tarragon cream sauce. The regular Sunday brunch will also be available. Oh, Dale, this is why they did the 13th, because Raglan Road figures the Irish have to mess things up. There's plenty to celebrate. There's plenty of Celtic spirit during this. What is it? The Rollicking Raglan Brunch, May 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is how it's written, guys. That's why I'm stuttering. Excuse me. The menu will include traditional Irish favorites, and live entertainment will be featured from noon to 4 p.m. The problem I have with it, whoever wrote this, instead of putting 10 a.m., they just put 10 and an M behind it. They didn't have the A or the P behind it, so that's why I messed up. I'm like, okay, dummy, it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, anyway, they're holding it 2 days at Raglan Road. STK Orlando. Dennis, you did finally get to eat here, didn't you?
I did.
And you enjoyed it, right?
Nah, it was all right. I won't go back anytime soon. I mean, it was just okay, but we were there very early when they had, you know, I don't know, maybe 6 months they were open, I'm going to guess, at that point. The decor was kind of dark and dank. Not dank, but just, I don't know, the atmosphere wasn't very uplifting, let's just say.
I don't know. The attitude I got is, all of a sudden when I walked there and was trying to get in, and like I said, nobody came, and then when they came, it was like, it was just weird, man. I felt like... You ever watch one of those movies where they're in New York City and you go into like a corporate office and everybody's snooty?
Yep.
It just had that attitude about it. I felt like I did not belong here. It was like a snoot fest. But anyway, the Ultra Modern Steakhouse will feature Mother's Day weekend brunch buffet served both days here too. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The buffet will include omelet station, smoked salmon platter, and an assortment of desserts, including tres leches cakes, churros, and cotton candy. I don't know if my mother ever wanted cotton candy for Mother's Day. That's all I'm saying. If I had brought her home cotton candy, I think I'd have got what for.
Well, maybe Brenda wants that for Mother's Day, and you know, get the puppy to give her some cotton candy. It probably won't work, right?
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be a wise butt here, but have you guys ever thought about giving your wives or mothers cotton candy on Mother's Day? I mean,
nope.
I mean, like of the million things to think about giving her, that wasn't even a thought. So I don't know, cotton candy. Go, Mom. We're gonna go get some cotton candy for Mother's Day.
You want blue or pink?
New run Star Wars race name theming coming in 2019. Star Wars Rival Run Weekend. Either you guys plan on running here?
No, not me.
I doubt it.
I'm sure Mike and Judith will probably be there.
Yeah.
Beginning 2019, runners will be able to choose which side of the force they will run for during the race weekend, April 4th through 7th, 2019. John, this might entice you now. I know you want to be a rebel spy, don't you?
Oh, hell, I always want to be a rebel spy on Star Tours, but I never get picked. I've rode that 35 times. I still don't ever get picked for that. But anytime they do this, the dark side always fills up faster. So if I think you can choose the light side or the dark side. So if you want to do this and you're going to pick the dark side, you're going to want to do it quick because that will probably fill up before the light side. So
it shows you a hell of a lot about our society, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I would be on the light side because I never liked Darth Vader and I would like to take him out.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy, man. I always root for the good guy. I don't ever root for the bad guy. Races will include a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, and Run Disney Kid races. And in addition, there will again be two challenges for runners to tackle. There's the Star Wars Rival Run Challenge, which includes running a 10K and a half marathon during the race weekend. And the Run Disney Kessel Run Challenge, competing the Star Wars Rival Run Half Marathon in Walt Disney World Resort and running the Star Wars Virtual Half Marathon at home. Yeah, I want to run a virtual half marathon at home. I'm going to pay you to run at home. I'll just run at home. I'll go buy a Star Wars costume and run myself. I mean, I don't know.
This is like the third or the fourth thing they've done with these virtual runs, and all you're doing basically is paying for the medal because they're going to ship you a medal for doing it. And, I mean, that's all people are doing. I mean, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Now, do you get to does it show you virtually running with everybody else?
No, I don't think so. I think you click in a start time and then you click in a finish time or something like that. So it's basically, I don't get the entire, and I think you can do it any time. So it's not like, you know, Saturday the 4th, we're all going to do the virtual run. I think you have available dates where you can do it and stuff like that. So
I can sit here eating,
cotton candy.
Yeah, and watching the football game and have the race and click out that I did the race and get my medal.
Yep.
Oh, I just call them up. I want the medal, and let's cut through the red tape. Just send it to me. Here's your money.
Yeah, I mean, if I was somebody that's running the race, I would be kind of peeved at that. I mean, that's an achievement that, you know, they're getting for actually, you know, performing you know, physically by running the race, and here you are. You can, like you said, Doug, you can be watching the football game and get the same medal that they earned. So that's really not right from that perspective.
Oh, it's our whole society now. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Everybody gets a trophy. Yeah, you're all equal. You don't have to work hard to get to advance in life. Everybody gets the same job. I mean, yeah. I just hate that whole thing. And I think you guys agree with me on that.
Yeah. Right. But like John said, this is just a way that they can sell the medals at a premium. I mean, whatever, they're charging you full registration price, I assume, or is it a fraction of the price?
I don't think it's the full price of a regular marathon, and it's a different medal. It's not like you're going to get the actual one that you get at Disney World. But still, okay. I mean, the fact is you get a medal for basically – doing whatever you want to do. So.
And
you're just paying a ridiculous price for the medal is what you're doing. So.
And it's a 50-50 thing. Like, so the way it reads, you run half at the park and then you do the other half at virtual at home. You get registered for both. But I'm sure if you don't show up to the park and you do the one at home, they're still going to send you the medal if you pay the money. And I'm sure a lot of people have done that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But what's he all saying? You're only cheating yourself, right? If you're saying the
Oh, my goodness. That's funny, Dan. I know you guys are in love with this. Magic Kingdom's Disney After Hours return for summer 2018. Guys excited about this?
Oh, yeah.
More ticketed events. The Magic Kingdom ticketed events, Disney After Hours, will continue into the summer of 2018. Like before, the event gives guests extra time in the parks to enjoy attractions after regular park hours for free. Oh, no, that wasn't in there. I added that. Excuse me. There are 11 dates currently planned, June 28th, 30th, July 7th, 9th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, August 4th, 11th, and 30th. And mind you, none of these days affect Extra Magic Hours, guys. So I'm just saying. Even though Disney makes up all the schedules, it's still not affecting. Like, none of the parties affect Extra Magic Hours, guys. None of the Halloween parties or the Christmas parties affect Extra Magic Hours. So, even though we're the ones that do all this planning and everything, we promise you we'd have never put Extra Magic Hours on any of those days that we're making you pay for. The Disney After Hours at the Magic Kingdom tickets get you into the park from 7 p.m., with the event taking place from regular park hour close for 3 hours. Disney After Hours includes complimentary ice cream, novelties, and beverages. The cost is $119 plus tax for ages 3 plus with advance purchase or $124 a day off. Pass holders in DVEC can get discount rates of $89 plus tax. So, thanks, Disney. I'm an annual pass holder. I pay the entire year. You're going to give me $89. I appreciate that. Theme park admission is not required. So, basically, instead of paying for all day, you're getting 3 hours for the same price.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Extra Magic Hours for Disney Resort Hotel guests are not impacted by this event. See, with Disney After Hours taking place on non-Extra Magic Hour nights. And this is where they think we're morons, and I'm going to call my buddy back up on that he gave me his number, which he should have never given it to me, from Disney Customer Service. And it's like, they're telling me it don't affect any Extra Magic Hours, but it's the same people making the schedule, so they made it so it didn't affect the Extra Magic Hours. It's like, this is one of those things where everybody who drank the Kool-Aid just, it's not affecting it. It never hurt me. They didn't do anything to hurt me on this. I mean, is that not, like, comical to you guys?
It's them taking advantage. They knew how popular the Extra Magic Hours for hotel guests are, and they just found a way to capitalize on it is basically what they're doing. So
it's ridiculous. Now they're basically making you pay for Extra Magic Hours. So, I mean, the one week here is so if you're there the week of the 7th and or 9th, there's no Extra Magic Hours for sure for you. And what Disney don't get, and this is the reason why these parties do piss me off. So if you booked your trip for that week, right, 6 months ago, and you already have dining reservations for two other nights that week at the Magic, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This could affect your trip. They act like it's only 2 days, but the point of it is these parties, when they're announced, a lot of people already have their trips booked. So now there are dining reservations are booked. All this stuff is booked. So if you're getting tossed out of the parks early and stuff like that, I'm sorry, every park in June, July, and August should be open till 11 o'clock. Am I wrong, guys? Didn't they used to be?
It's
not Animal Kingdom. But
no, but the Magic Kingdom, you know, Animal Kingdom we know because of the animals never. But I'm talking about the Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios always used to be open to 10, 11 o'clock all during the summer. Am I wrong?
No, because they have the capacity because of the, the parks. That's one of the busiest times of the year. So they, you need places for people to, go and do stuff that, late into the night.
Yeah. So
oftentimes the Magic Kingdom was open until midnight or even 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
On the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, no, we're going to close at 9 and sell those extra 3 hours. And everybody gets on Doug. Doug, you're an idiot. You're angry. No, I've been going for 20-some years now. And I knew what it used to be. And it's that's why it aggravates me. It's not fair that they closed the Magic Kingdom in August. And this is where I got into it with Pat about, and he finally agreed. That's why I get into it with, like, the shows with these events starting in August. August is summer when all the teachers go. It's the most crowded time of the year. Kids are out of school. And, like, why are you starting a Halloween party in the middle of freaking August? And making people leave the park. You could barely get on the rides as it is, and now you're taking 3 hours from me. It's wrong.
Yep. It certainly is. And you know, and the thing is, you know, we're just a small segment of the Disney population that pays attention, or that you say, Doug, you know what it was 20 years ago. But, you know, the young families and people that are just getting acclimated to Disney, they think it's wonderful. Oh, look, they're giving us extra time at night. And, they don't know any differently, or they don't know that it was different years ago. So they don't get the calls from those people. So, unfortunately, we're the squeaky wheels that they're just – you know, don't really care about, to be quite honest.
Yeah, they're not giving our old butts any oil.
Nope. Yeah, Dennis, to your point, people buying DVC now don't realize all the benefits that you got when you got it.
Right.
So they're not complaining about losing stuff, you know? So the only people that are upset about it are those people that have had it for quite a while and remember all the benefits you had originally.
Yep,
so.
Yep. But in the big picture, right, John, it's just a small, small, small portion of everyone that owns DVC. So, you know, unfortunately, the majority, they're just not going to worry about us and going to say that they'll go away eventually.
No, and then speaking of that, like with DVC, like you talking then, like your last trip then, like a couple of your last trips, you do a DVC trip. But you've also done trips lately where you haven't done DVC. When you were down there with me, you stayed at Coronado Springs. You paid out of pocket. I booked a trip for you.
Yep.
Now how many? And you rented a car. So how like everybody owning DVC acts like it don't affect them. But how pissed off would you be if your next trip now is an extra $150 for parking? Did you get that then? I think we lost Dennis again.
Sorry, Doug. Yeah, I didn't hear what you said, Doug.
I said your last trip you went, you ended up staying at Coronado Springs, even though you're DVC. And how mad are you going to be now on your next trip when you got to pay $150 for parking on top of your trip?
Oh, yeah. It's they're nickel and diming us. And I guess the only difference between you and I on this, Doug, is, and I've heard you the last few shows, and you're right, it stinks. And I know you and I think Carmen have both called and talked to guest services. And, I don't know what they pay those people, but they're just fielding the calls. And this ain't going to change. The more they build these, multi-million dollar attractions, it's only going to get worse, not better. And I don't know where it all ends. I really don't.
I mean, but it's getting to the point, Dan, where they're pricing people like me and you and John out.
Yep. But unfortunately, if there's other people that are willing to take our place and pay the money, they don't care.
Yeah, well,
Doug, one of the Facebook groups I belong to, somebody was complaining about the prices going up and stuff like that. And there was three or four people that responded with that. That's fine with me. I would pay twice of what we have to pay to get into the parks if it means there were half as many people there. And that's the attitude Disney is chasing, because that means they would have to have less cast members working. That means that they were going to make more money per person. So absolutely. And then the people that do get in are happy because there's less crowds. So that's what they're chasing. I mean, they're not trying to make these parks available to everybody, to the common man. They're trying to grab that very affluent family that comes down and wants to spend a ton of money. So.
Yeah, well. I just, it's very sad. It really is. It depresses me again, because I know I'm going to be dragging my butt back down there again, and I know I'll be taken care of. But the bottom line is, I think it affects me more because I book trips and I deal with it with telling people stuff like I don't want to keep talking about it, but it's just sad when you're going over everything. The details of a trip, and you just keep telling, well, 25 here, 30 there, 15 here. No, that's not included. Well, it used to be. No, it's not. And you got to pay this. And no, free dining isn't really free, honey. or buddy. You know what I'm saying? Whoever I'm speaking to. So I don't know. It's just very, very, very. It's getting very sad. the more you read.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it, Doug, and Common, I was listening to them while I was gardening yesterday, or you guys, I should say, and, you know, it's just going to probably mean one less trip, or that extra trip you try to squeeze every year, it's just going to get dropped off, at least for us, and, you know, with that, you know, it's not going to be affordable to sneak down there an extra trip like we've been able to do over the years in a given year.
Yeah, I think Carmen hit that right on the nail right on the head with her saying that that's what it's going to do to her. And in the end, I think it's eventually going to catch up to them. I mean, it has to, because it's getting – I even hear people that have a lot of money that are, like, complaining about things that they used to get. Like, I have a client of mine that I've done work for, and he prints money, and he owns – when he bought DVC, him and his family bought like 500 points at the Grand Floridian. That's the kind of money he has, and they paid cash for it. And he's even – because I did his base, and we did a lot of work for him, and he's even starting to complain about the same thing I've been saying, the principle of it. He's, you know, right. like I'm tired of hearing this and that. He goes, it's just aggravating. And this is a guy that it doesn't affect them. I mean, they're there all the time, but it doesn't affect them pocket wise because he's still going to be able to feed his family. But he's just getting annoyed with all the stuff, and he's also at these parties because he was complaining about it because he was down there last year during a couple weeks before Christmas, and he said it seemed like every single night the Magic Kingdom had a party, and he was going to me because he listened to our show and he agreed with me. He goes, Doug, you're right. He goes, and it's just the principle of now my kids want to go. And he goes, I don't want to tell them no because he has young kids. They're, you know, his son's 7, his daughter's 9. The Magic Kingdom is the best park for them. And he said, multiple nights I'm buying these tickets, which luckily I have the money for. But he goes, a normal family wouldn't have this money.
Yeah.
And he's one of these guys that you love, that he has money that – he understands it. Like, he's not pompous. You know what I'm talking about. He's a good guy. And he's like, but he goes, every night I'm buying tickets to stay at the Magic Kingdom. He goes, it's just wrong. He goes, what more do I have to pay besides owning annual pass holder? I'm a DVC member. I'm D23 member. Now I'm paying for extra. He goes, it just seems like you get nothing for what you're getting anymore. And that's where the aggravation comes in.
Wait, I mean, 10 years ago, if you had an annual pass, you were like a king. You know, the world was at your hands, and you could, you know, other than the water parks, you could pretty much do anything and everything, and you had access to all parks, you know, pretty much every day of the year. But those days are gone.
No, it's sad, then. It's very sad. Did you guys see the new ears that are being sold for Toy Story Land?
No, I haven't. What are they?
It's not even a set of ears. It's actually a thing that goes on your head. It's Slinky Dog. Instead of ears, it's Slinky Dog that goes on your head. It looks really cool.
Yeah, Doug and you need a set of that.
What was that then?
They got to capitalize on those new attractions and sell merchandise now. So it makes sense.
What did you say, Johnny?
No, I was going to say you need a set of those, right?
Yeah, it shows a girl wearing them here, but I think I could pull it off.
You know what? You know, the Avatar working out at Animal Kingdom, I still don't see a lot of people coming out of Pandora carrying merchandise and stuff like that. I think Toy Story Land is going to be the exact opposite. I think everybody that goes to Hollywood Studios is now probably going to walk out with some kind of Toy Story Land merchandise, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, dude. I really do.
It'll be a windfall for Disney. They'll probably back off the prices with the proceeds they make from all the merch.
Yeah, Dan, you're probably right. I think those ticket prices will go down, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I foresee.
But they do look cool. They do have the little aliens headset, too. They have a set of them, which literally looks pretty cool. Instead of the ears, it has three little aliens on top. So I could see a lot of that selling. I know a lot of Woody and Buzz stuff's going to sell. You know that for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very popular characters.
A whole land based on toys. I think they're probably going to sell a lot of toys.
I'm going to buy some Green Army Men and Lincoln Logs. I know that.
There you go.
And speaking of Pandora, John, they do have a special anniversary of a new Banshee they're selling over there, too. Did your wife got one of them, didn't she?
No, she wants one, so we might end up getting her one on our vacation. No, she hasn't. She hasn't actually been out to Animal Kingdom in a while now. So when we get out there for our vacation, she'll probably get one. But I don't know if she needs the. I think the special of anniversary one is twice the price of the regular one, so I think she can get a regular one.
Now, has she ever been to the Animal Kingdom?
A couple of times.
I know she only likes to go to Epcot. I mean, I don't ever hear of you taking her to any other park besides Epcot, really. I know she walks through the parking lot, or she rides through the parking lot of studios, but I don't think she ever goes in.
Yeah, staying at Boardwalk for a vacation, it's going to be kind of hard to get her over there, too. So, right next to Epcot, it's hard to get away.
Now you're at the Animal Kingdom, John. Have you got to see the new Grievy's Zebra Falls born yet?
No, and I don't know if they're out on the Savannah or if they're still backstage. So, but I've got a fast pass for the Kilimanjaro Safaris next weekend, so I'll try to get a look at them if they're out next week. So.
Yeah, they were born on April 26th. It's two females, and the first was born. One of them was born on April 26th to Laylee, and the second was on May 1st. Well, May Day. And she was born to Zuri, and they're both females. Originating from Africa, gray zebras are the most endangered species of the zebras, with only 2,500 left in the world. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, there's not many at all. Wow.
No. The new additions are currently nursing and forming a bond with their mothers backstage, but soon will join the herd on Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. That's pretty
cool,
they're
going to be over there. Yeah, they'll be over there, so I can definitely walk through that. And look for them. So I know the cubs, the tiger cubs, they're still hard to spot. Your best chances are in the morning, and unfortunately, I'm working in the morning, so I still haven't got a chance to see them. So.
No, well, you got to go over and get some pictures for us or some video for our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That would work out good.
You bet.
Yeah, because Disney's working on the conservation for these zebras, so it's they need it with only 2,500 left.
Absolutely. Yeah, I told you the new costumes or uniforms that we're wearing. I told you the story behind all the shirts, right?
Yeah, you could say it again, John.
Yeah, we've got three different types. We've got a blue one, a teal shirt, and a orange one. And the orange one is all the land animals that the Disney Conservation Fund supports for reverse the decline. There's lions on there, elephants, a couple other animals, and then the teal one is the sea life, dolphins, coral, sharks, and then the blue one is air animals, different birds that are endangered. And so there's that special pin, like the one that, or the button that I sent to you, the 20th anniversary. All the money that is paid for those buttons goes directly to reverse the decline for the conservation of animals. So
that's really cool. I try to support that all the time. I know, Dan, we've talked about it too, where we buy the pins from every resort. Yep. So every little bit helps. That's one thing I do appreciate. Not one thing. I appreciate many things about Disney, but that's one of the things I really do like about the Animal Kingdom, knowing that all that money's going. They do donate a lot of money to conservation, so I do give them credit for that.
Right, and if everybody kicked in a buck, imagine the millions of people that go through the Animal Kingdom or anywhere at Disney. Like you said, Doug, they have one for all different parks and different locations. You know, millions of dollars would be raised for animal conservation.
No. Well, I commend them for it, because we need to save the animals. I don't know how these poachers and all do what they do, man. I think if they get caught poaching, they should just be poached themselves.
Well, I think there's some of that. Yeah, some of that going on. I've been watching some documentaries about that, and it is brutal in Africa. I mean, different poachers that kill, you know, gorillas and elephants and all kinds of animals for their, you know, tusks and different body parts. It's sad.
No, it's just, it breaks my heart. It really does, because I'm a, you guys all know, if I love Presley, I'm a true animal lover, so.
Yeah, if you get away with loving your dog, I think you'd love them all, right?
Yeah. John's heard me mauled a few times getting on the show, haven't you, John?
Sounds like you're getting attacked by a banshee.
He's nuts, but I love that little brat. And speaking of something you guys love, the carrot cake cookie altered and moved at a trolley car cafe. Did you hear about this, John?
I know it was getting moved. I hadn't heard it's being altered. How is it being altered?
Dan, do you like the carrot cake cookie?
Yeah, it's okay. I have one occasionally.
Yeah, me and Dennis still has his heart broken since it's been moved from the writer's stop when that closed.
Yeah.
Sweet Spells, the candy store bake shop on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood Studios, recently closed. This location was the only spot in the park to purchase fudge, candy apples, and as this past year, the infamous carrot cake cookie. The carrot cake cookie was originally located at the writer's stop, which closed to be converted to the Baseline Tap House. With the closing of Sweet Spells, the future of the cookie was uncertain, but fortunately it appears at the park's Starbucks location at the Trolley Car Cafe. And it looks good. It's a double decker now. It's hard to explain. It looks like an Oreo carrot cake cookie. The cookie very different than its previous incarnation. It's much thicker with a smaller circumference now. Even with the presentation change, the flavor profile remains pretty much the same. We assume the change had to be made to accommodate the different kitchen setup, whatever they're making these now. So the carrot cake cookie, John, you can find over at the Trolley Car Cafe.
Yeah, and as long as the taste is the same, I'll be okay. It's just, I mean, that was such a unique item, and that actually makes a great breakfast with a cup of coffee when you're heading to Hollywood Studios. So.
No, it's, you'll be able to get it, John, so you got to go over and do some research for us and see if it's the same to you.
Will do.
You got to go and hop on the train, don't you, John?
Yeah, the whistle's blowing. I better head on over. I got to be there shortly. So,
so we'll let you go. Me and Dennis will finish up the show. You head on over, hop on the train, and have a good time today. You're lucky. I'm sitting in rain today again. Dan, raining up your way?
Yeah, I'm listening to the rain hit the pavement outside right now. It's pouring out.
Well, I think it's probably going to rain here today, but a rainy day at Disney is better than a sunny day anywhere else. So.
No, well.
That's true.
Well, go enjoy.
Have a good day at work, John.
Go enjoy your ride on the train, John, and we will talk to you soon. Give me a call later today.
You got it. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Let's see if he drops off or he just carries us with him. I have a feeling he's just going to carry us with him. Oh, he did hang up. You go, John. But anyway, then, John's gone. I wish we were riding the train with him today. Not working, just drinking some beers on the train. Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Hoping we could hop over there. Are you excited about the Skyliner, Dan? This is the first time I've had you on to talk about it. You excited about that opening?
Yeah. I mean, anything. As we know, Disney transportation, especially the free stuff, at least as it remains free for the time being, is like People Mover and all the different friendship boats and the boat. That go up and down the Sarsaparilla. Them are some of my favorite things to do at Disney. So I think the Skyliner, gondola, whatever we're calling it, will be equally as fun.
Yeah, I have a feeling like you've heard the show. I don't think they're going to be. I think there's going to be tiers or something of transportation coming soon. I hope not, but I see that writing on the wall too. And that's what I said to the cast member.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, I think you're right, Doug. It's inevitable. And how they do it, I don't know if it'll be just a straight-up fee or whether, you know, you'll need to be staying at certain resorts or going to a certain park. To me, it's just not going to be wide open like the bus service currently is or some of the other things. And unfortunately, if that's successful, you might see it branch out to the other transportation modes. And again, nickel and diming us, as we've been saying for the last 5 years, it continues.
Yeah, it's a shame, but that's what I said to the cast member when I called in. I told him, I said, what we're all afraid of, this is just one of the 50 dominoes that are going to eventually drop. I said, out of the 50 dominoes, you probably already dropped 20 of them. We could see 30 more in the horizon of what you're going to do to us. I said, I could see Magical Express no longer being free. I mean, how long before that ain't free no more, Den?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, and we all know, we've talked about it over the years, that, you know, it was a great strategy on Disney's part to get you not to rent a car and to keep you a captive family, if you will, on property, eating their food and buying all your sundries and everything. But as you've been covering, you know, recently on the show, people are, you know, now bringing their car, and, you know, Disney felt the need to, you know, grab us with the parking fee at the resort. So they're getting you from all sides now. It's just, there's no escape. You're going to pay one way or the other. And in some cases, you're going to pay double.
Oh, absolutely. They want you to use the minivans now. They want you to pay $150 each way for a minivan. Could you imagine yourself paying $150 for that minivan? Hey guys, we're very sorry about that. Dennis keeps breaking up. I can't get him to stay in. We're having problems with Skype. We truly apologize. We hope you enjoyed the news that we did get out there this week. Sorry about Thursday's show and the weekly show this week. I had union meetings. John had work. We just couldn't get the shows out this week. We're hoping to get them out more regularly during the week again, but... And we're sorry again about this Sunday show. We hope you enjoyed what did come through. And the storms are really bad up here. Skype has been going in and out. So please bear with us. If you want to find John, you can find him at Beer Solo. If you want to find me, you can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. You can find Dennis on Twitter at Oak Manor. You can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. Well, that's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.